Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home team. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cuz now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. We up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. We got the trio back. It's good, gang. Brian, Shane.
Welcome back, Shane. We miss you. Not really.
Yeah, definitely not really.
What's going on?
Definitely gave no excuse last time. We served him a fine in his contract, though, so that's off-air stuff. Hey, it's Overreaction Tuesday. Y'all know the motto, we don't waste any time. This is Shane's segment. Yeah. Shane, this is the one reason we are glad to have you back.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can't just, I give you a segment, then you leave the show. It's crazy.
Like, I think we officially made it his segment, and he was like, yeah,
nah, I don't want to hear that. But I'm going to just, you know, steal one this time. Yeah. So, it ain't going to be for me from the timeline. But I can see it being the overreaction that I'm starting with. And it's Hurts is Fields with the super team. That's the overreaction we're going to start with. He's on my fantasy team in ESPN. And I think he's thrown for over 300 three times this year. A lot of his rushing touchdowns are tush pushes and, you know, fourth down conversions, third and inches, you know. I mean, I know he has the arm and can use it, but it's seeming like in these crucial situations or these, at least we're going to go over this last week because this is this past week's overreactions. Mm-hmm. I mean, Boys with Box, he looked very bad out there. He couldn't even rely on his legs. It almost seems like he's kind of like hurt the way he's moving. So when it's time to rely on that arm, it's not looking good. And the same statement can be made for Fields. He's solid. He's growing as an improviser. He can make some passes. I mean, obviously, Hurts has the playoff and Super Bowl experience because, you know, great team to lead him there. And I do think he has the dual threat talents, not just one threat. But based off this last week, it's not hard to say. He is Fields, Justin Fields, with a really good team around him, like an insane offensive line, which Fields doesn't have. Two great, one elite wide receiver. Goddard's been missing. Swift and the game plan, you know, RPO, play action central, whatever. And a solid, okay defense to hold him back. I mean, defensively, in the pass coverage, you know, it's not great, but. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that take if we're going off last week. It's my overreaction.
So, my only question to that is, are you saying this as a knock to Hurts or as a praise to Fields?
Ooh, that's interesting. I haven't even thought about it that way. But I'm going to call it a knock to Hurts. Mainly because, and it's not, I mean, my main thing is, if you're a QB, the goal is to move the ball, I want to say preferably by throwing the ball downfield. If you can make it running all the way up there, by all means, go for it. But, you know, you're a quarterback. Your job on the team is to throw the ball, hit the people when they're open, and be the decision maker. And if bad decisions are being made, which we see in those few games that they lost, close games like the Jets game, because you're throwing bad passes, turn the ball over, you're not doing well with that one job. I think the running part is where people get kind of carried away, and it's a nice kicker to have, not the kicker on the team, but it's a nice, you know, addition for a QB. If he's nice with his legs and he can get out the pocket, navigate, and create, good. If you can't stay in the pocket, make a pass, or make a pass in general, all that extra leg stuff doesn't mean anything unless, you know, you're scoring. And last I checked, they put up 13, and Dallas put up, like, 33. So, It is a knock to her.
Seven of them points came from the defense, the fumble touchdown.
Yeah.
The only last thing I'll say about that, because I asked you a question, the only thing I'm going to say is that's not even that wild to say, because if you look at all contexts, Fields came in a better prospect. Like, he was the first, he was a first round pick, you know, more. He was projected, before he dropped, he was projected to go top five. Hurts was second round pick, you know, transferred to Oklahoma, but had more problems, like mechanical throwing problems, and was more of a project coming out. And Eagles seemed like their better player development. They obviously surrounded him with a whole lot, best O-line in the league since he's been there. Elite running game, elite weapons, and great defense. So, yeah, it's just not that wild to say, because if I hate the ifs, but, you know, we don't know how good somebody is until you give them all that stuff sometimes. So, yeah, I agree that, you know, put Fields in a different situation, that he looks a lot better. Chicago, there's a reason they've never had a 4,000-yard pass in their franchise history. Huh. And they're, what, one of the original blue bloods? So
I think when the NFL turned 100, so did the Bears.
Yeah, like, I know them, Packers and Chiefs were like the three of the first teams.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Brian, your overreaction?
Where do I want to start? Where do I want to start?
I hope you don't tell me about with the Giants winning again, and y'all moving to the fourth pick or whatever.
I'm going to get to that later on.
Okay,
I'm
going to get to that later
on. We're doing two rounds today, two overreactions.
Dang.
Okay. I mean, just to recycle what I've been saying.
I'm glad you did it, because I was going to take it.
Just to recycle what I've been saying literally since the preseason, man. Once again, it's quarterbacks that got extensions, not named Jalen Hurts, not named Lamar Jackson. Those teams would regret it some way, somehow. And lo and behold, now Justin Herbert is out for the season. I don't know what happened, man. Like, I don't know. And granted, it's not like those extensions kick in right away. Like, yes, they probably, like, another two seasons away from kicking in. But when you consider what's going to happen down the road for those teams, like, you know, the Bengals are going to eventually lose some of their offensive talent because they can't re-sign everybody.
Starting this year with T.
Literally starting this year with T. Higgins. The Chargers are going to, I mean, they have holes everywhere on that team. Like, when you win a game 6-0 and then come back the week later and play the Broncos and struggle to score, like, you have holes all over the place. Austin Eckler's getting older. Keenan Allen is getting older. Of course, Mike Williams was hurt, lost earlier in the season. Of course, you know, their defense is suspect at times. Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones. We don't even really need to address that any further.
Giants find their new franchise quarterback.
Listen, like I said, we don't talk about that. But yeah, man, like, I don't know what it is about this season. The only team, and it's kind of funny because he was lost for the year too, but it kind of works out for them, was the Vikings not giving Kirk Cousins an extension, because, like I said, he got lost for the year, and he's going to be a free agent coming up. So, yeah, I've been saying it all season, and it's true. So,
all right, I'm gonna be similar to you and stick with something I've been saying for now 2 weeks in a row. First week, Shane, you were here. I was saying y'all and the Patriots. Probably one of the worst games I've ever seen in my life. Then it was last week. It was two games that I quizzed Brian on it, because the final scores in two games combined was, I think, 19-6 or something like that. This week topped it, man. My overreaction is this game was the worst I've ever seen in my life. The Vikings and Raiders finished 3-0.
Right.
When you have two teams that one aren't even eliminated from the playoffs and are playing backup quarterbacks, I'm thinking this is going to be somewhat of a good game. Might be a shootout, too. Jettis back. You know, it's not. You don't know what to expect, but you expect teams to score. Like, PFF is a jinx, too, man. I swear. You got to watch the stuff they post every week, because they post every single week. It seems like they post a joint. This week it was start all Raiders running backs, because Vikings give up the most fantasy points to opposing running backs, whatever. Every week they do that, the dude struggles. Every single week. Because I'll be following their advice, and supposed to be the best matchup, it don't be the best matchup. Anyways, 3-0. It's crazy. Jettis comes back, and that was a clean hit, nasty hit. Bro got popped. But Dobbs, that was a bad pass. Like, he led him into getting hit, kind of getting hit. It just sucks because that was, bro, just came back. That was literally his only catch.
Yeah.
But 3-0 is ridiculously crazy. When you look at what the offense has on the Raiders with Jacobs and Devontae alone, like, that should get you yards and points right there. It's just bad football. Like, it'll be different if these are two teams, like, at the bottom. But Vikings are in the wild card. Like, for you to be in the chase for a wild card and you can't put up double digits on the Raiders, not even just double, you can't score a touchdown, that's just crazy. Like, Dobbs, I think one of your overreacts a couple weeks ago was how good he – no, it was how quick he came down there.
Yeah,
that's what it was. And this was it. Now he's benched again for Nick Mullins.
And let's be clear about that 3-0. It wasn't like that. Them 3 points were scored in the first quarter.
Right.
It was 0-0 with like 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
It was that bad.
Other overreaction, not really, but just want to throw it out there. Patriots-Steelers ended up being a competitive game, like somehow, someway. That was the game I said I'm betting the under 10.
Oh, yeah.
And I should have used that money on the Vikings and Raiders. But that's all I'll leave mine. Shane, what you got?
Don't know how I wanted to phrase it, but the first thing that I'm going to say is that I'm switching sports. Not right now, but we talked about the NBA MVP.
Right.
Now, for a while ago, I believe we had the conversation. It might be on NBA pod. I know it's been a while.
I mean, but if it's about NBA MVP, I would assume it's on an NBA podcast.
It could have been in the regular conversation after the pod.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think we got to just start giving a QB a different award or something, because if from what I saw in that Dolphins game against Tennessee, I think the sole reason they lost is because Tyreek Hill was not on the field for a majority of that game. He was on the way, he still is, hopefully, to the first, 2,000-yard season by wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, everyone sees what's going on. It's like, oh, my God, what's Tyreek Hill going to do this week, blah, blah, blah. But we haven't really been – I mean, I haven't heard people really talking about him in that MVP conversation. And I think it is because traditionally it's a QB award. I do think if a positional player does, so crazy, just play at such a high level above, most of the other players.
Mm-hmm.
You just deserve it. I mean, this guy coming into the league, you could probably just see him as being a long-time return specialist. Mecole Hardman kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And we thought that, the Dolphins were making a mistake, possibly, signing him. But I'm not going to go all down that rabbit hole. The overreactions, I do think Tyreek Hill, his absence from that game, it solely would let them to lose to Tennessee.
And coach, don't forget about Brady.
You
want to know the funny thing about that tape?
Mm-hmm.
Because they lost his odds on getting MVP, actually got worse.
Yeah, I saw that. That's, I think.
Like, how do you watch that game in particular, and be like,
it's not valuable.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely agree, because these players, especially Tua and Brock Purdy, these two players specifically, when you look at them, yes, their team record is good, but it's like they're not even the key piece on that offense.
Mm-hmm.
And Purdy's literally, if you're ranking best players on that offense, Purdy is probably, fifth or sixth?
After the left tackle.
After the left tackle. Like, and Dolphins, I was just having this conversation with my barber, but imagine if they did draft Justin Herbert, because they drafted Tua one pick before Herbert.
Mm.
Herbert with that offense would be crazy, and he wouldn't be as limited as Tua is. Like, Tua looks good because of what he has, and I think if Tua would have went to the Chargers, he might be a backup right now.
Yeah, he looks significantly worse. I do like,
especially with their coach.
Is it McDaniels?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's a coach I do know.
So you did watch Hard Knocks last week, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
With the, you see the, it was Mike McDaniels and Tua having the conversation on the side. I think it was in practice. And Tua was just shaking his head. Mike Daniel just kept talking. Like, he just kept, and it was just like, bro, shut up. Like, I thought he was, he kind of is a cool coach, but yeah. both of them give off like, all right, bro, y'all are corny and I don't know what.
And it's like, they know the camera's on them too, so it's going to, you know, amplify the corniness.
Oh, for sure.
And speaking of like the MVPs, and it's not my overreaction, but I don't think a positional player has won MVP since Adrian Peterson. And that was like 11 years ago at this point. And look at what he had to do to win that. Yeah, like, he had a rush for over 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
So the fact that Tyreek Hill is on that pace to do a receiving, and there's no conversation about him getting MVP. It's like, come on, man.
Especially, and I'm not going to keep trying to drag this, but even though you can look at it right now and say, you can probably say there is a top, Maybe you can say like there's a best quarterback in the league, but if you were to actually think about who's the best player in the league right now, I would probably say it's Tyreek Hill. Like, seriously, so just handing it out to a QB that has good numbers, gets, you know, a few, you know, maybe the number one seed in their division, not even maybe the conference, but it just doesn't make sense. We got to find out a way to figure out that award. Like, I don't think they should outright come out and say, hey, we're going to introduce a best QB award, because, I mean, that doesn't sound like a real thing. But
is Tyreek Hill, like, clear-cut best receiver in the league?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, I'd take it. I could probably put 1B Jeff, but he missed a lot of the season. But his pace was about to be crazy, too.
See, I think the difference between them two, and it's weird because I picked Jettis, but if I'm about to do my best of trying to break or say what the difference is to me, and low-key, if I say it, it seems like I would go for a cheetah. But it's like, say they both get you 150 yards. One's going to be off 5 catches. The other one's going to be off 10. Like, that's the difference to them. One's just going to beat you up down the field consistently. Like, one catch here for 12 yards, one here for 17, one here for 20. Tyreek's the, all right, I'm going to go 1 for 40 right here, 1 for 8 right here, 1 for 70 right here. Like, he's that type. It's not a knock against either one of them, but it's just, it's like pick your poison. It's like, who would you rather guard, Giannis or Steph? Like, one's just going to keep driving it in on you, which would be Jefferson, and one's just going to get that big play every time, which is, you know, Tyreek and Steph.
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing before we move on, because I know we've been, you know, speaking on Hill for a minute, but I will also say, with Hill, I mean, just him being on the field, like I say, that's the reason also, you know, a key reason why they lost. Him being on the field, you know how many resources you have to commit to, to guarding Tyreek Hill? It's like, boom, minimum one, like at least one safety.
Arthur Smith knows, man, use your players as a decoy.
And like, it's just, it doesn't, that's so valuable, because then everyone else's value goes up. Like, all of a sudden, Mostert's having his career year like 30, 31, 31 maybe. Yeah. Yeah, having like a career year. The system, I mean, Waddle's getting his looks now finally. He had a little slow start to the season, but when teams don't respect it, I mean, I think I saw a clip of a reporter asking Tyreek Hill, like, when do you think these guys are going to, well, how, I think he said something about, you know, like, how do you feel when there's no, like, overtop coverage? Like, why? For that to even be a question to, like, a person like Tyreek Hill, I just don't know how he's not in that conversation. But I'm going to let it go. But that's the overreaction. We got to figure something out to give these positional players their respect. Because if they don't win Super Bowls, low-key, I mean, if we, you know, start having that conversation about greats, there ain't no accolades. It's Pro Bowl. I mean, that's cool and all. I mean,
technically, the argument is MVP literally is the quarterback and offensive player is the skill position.
I still think MVP, they should be able to supersede that. But yeah, so that's the overreaction, yeah.
All right, Brian, what you got for your last one before we start chatting? I just hope you don't take mine.
I don't even know. It's a lot to
unpack.
Yeah, that's why we're just going to stop the overreactions and just start talking these games.
Overreaction.
You can badge CJ if you want.
No, I'm not going to do that. They're just defenses. Legit. Despite all that has happened despite them literally trying to lose games. Their own players just making dumb decisions and having drops and lining up next to the linebacker when they're supposed to be the wide receiver, whispering in Von Miller's ear. I still got the Chiefs coming out the AFC.
Oh, my God.
I still have the Chiefs coming out the AFC. Because if you're telling me that three of their losses have come down to
Kadarius Tony.
Basically two drops and an offside penalty, and that they'd only have two losses on the season. I still trust Mahomes when it comes to playoff time. I still trust that Travis Kelce has some left in the tank where they can lock in for that 3-4 week period. And, you know, they'll be in Vegas defending their Super Bowl crown. Like I would still put them up against any team in the AFC. Like, no team in the AFC is, like, that decidedly better than them on a down-to-down basis, I feel like. Even the Ravens, as great as the Ravens have looked this year. You know, they could have easily lost that game to the Rams.
Oh, yeah, I was watching that
one. And, you know, more so for the fact that the Chiefs finally have a defense now, too. So if you're telling me that team has a legit defense and all I have to do is bet on Pat Mahomes to pull a rabbit out the hat every now and then, I still trust that team coming out of the AFC more than anybody.
Bro, that is Dante Exum.
Yep. Lions mask.
Didn't I break that news live on air?
I'm sorry. That's where you ended up. It's got a confirmation.
All right, I kind of got a 2/3 for 1, but they're really to open up to the next topics, whatever. So my first overreaction of this section is going to be, like Shane, I'm stealing this off Twitter too. Derrick Henry is going to be the last 10,000 yard rusher we see, like in our lifetime.
I want to definitely hear.
Because running backs just they don't. I'm not even gonna say age well. Teams give up on them quickly, whether it be because you don't want to pay them, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. They're replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
They just pop out the random. Like you got what's Dolphins do? Eight.
Devon Achane.
Yeah. Like he's gonna be serviceable for them until he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like until he's like 25, 26. Then they're gonna replace him with another dude off the cheap. We got this dude on the Ravens, Keaton Mitchell. Same thing with him. Gus Edwards, similar to that. Like, this Keaton Mitchell is Gus Edwards' replacement. Like, this is how it is for running backs now. And I don't see any running backs that I can predict right now getting the longevity. Like, for instance, best rookie running back maybe is Bijan. And based off how the Falcons are already using him, he's not going to be a 10,000-yard player.
He might have the longevity because he's not getting touches.
That's true. but we'll see. I'm trying to think of another. I don't see Saquon touching that.
Yeah, no. I'm starting to see the light, but go ahead.
I'm trying to think of another running back.
C-Mac. I mean, he's older, but
I don't know where he's at. If not there, he's probably close.
That's
probably them too then. CMC and Derrick Henry, probably the last 10,000-yard rusher. We'll see.
How many? Let me just pull. Because I just looked up Christian McCaffrey, he's not even at 6,000 rushing yards.
He's not even at 6,000.
Yeah, that was gonna be my only thing is
the dual threats.
Yeah, no, it was just all purpose yards different than rushing.
Yeah, rushing yards, I definitely feel you because I really don't think running backs aren't. I think their longevity is limited if they're not great in that passing game too. Like we don't see NFL teams that are good, they don't prefer pure rushers anymore. Like, you want an every down back or three down back minimum, mm-hmm. so the defense doesn't know what to do. Oh, he's in.
Ain't Zeke younger than us? Like, he's like a year younger than us, right? He's like 26. Sure. Like,
damn.
Bro, stuff like that's a dude coming in. I'm thinking, like, especially first year, I'm like, golly, like, bro, it's nice. I can see him getting close to 10K maybe. And yeah, I know he's not getting that.
Yeah, it's the longevity. Yeah, because. Yeah, I can't
think of any running backs. All Stackler definitely ain't touching 10K.
Ezekiel Elliott is 28. He's younger than me by 2 months.
28.
Right. I think the issue is they need like 8 years to get that, and they're
more
not getting
than that.
I'm thinking if you get 1,000 a season.
Yeah, but that's because of how the league is now. You're not getting that every year. But and then that's like 1,200 a year too.
Yeah.
8 years, 10,000. That's like 1,200 a year.
Yeah, and we're not seeing running backs last more than like five on one team, to be honest.
Exactly. And it's a lot of teams. I mean, off the top of my head, I'm just going to say half the league does running backs by committee. Mm-hmm. We do running back by committee. Bron Robinson's still the one, but he's barely the one. Yeah, like Gibson gets his touches.
Gibbs and Montgomery.
Jets. Hall's the one, but he still splits carries. Vikings, I don't know if they have a one at all.
They don't.
I don't know if they have eight running backs.
Sorry. Ty Chandler.
Seahawks, they do committee now, too.
Yeah.
Because they just drafted a running back. That's the thing. Kenneth Walker was a rookie last year.
Yeah.
They used their second round pick on another running back. Yeah. Like, that's my point. We're not going to see that again.
Nah, they're playing smart. They're working smart, not harder.
Maybe that's it. But, I mean, you can always load up anyway.
No, that's a good take. I didn't think about that.
Nah, that's tough for sure.
Other one is, it's kind of, well, actually, I'll leave that to open up the topic. But the other signal reaction, Lamar Jackson quarterback one, man. Over Mahomes. That's how I'm going. Because I know me and Brian talked about last week. It's not Mahomes' fault. It's not. He has a lack of weapons. But I think because of the lack of weapons, he's also playing worse. Like, he's forcing stuff that doesn't need to be forced. Making some bad throws, bad mistakes in general. Like, it's... And this is an overreaction. I'm not sitting here saying, like, Mahomes is falling off a cliff. No, nothing like that. I'm just saying I like what Lamar's doing in Baltimore with his weapons going down. Like, yes, he had a shootout with the Rams, and that's fine. Stafford showed he still had some left, and he still had Kupp and
Kyron.
No, what's the receiver?
Puka.
He still had Kupp and Puka.
Just to cut you off real quick. Hey, if your fantasy playoffs start this week, start Matt Stafford. You're playing the Commanders defense.
Oh, gosh.
Start Matt Stafford. There, that's telling y'all now.
Right there.
275, full touchdown minimum. Continue.
But... yeah, I just like what Lamar's doing. I think he was my pick for MVP to start the season. Brian, I think he was your he in the conversation.
Yeah, I think I had Jalen.
But I mean, he's doing what he needs to do with that team. Like like we said, it was a close game to the Rams, and that it's okay. Like, they still pulled it out. He was clutch. They won. I don't like the weapons he has other than Zay Flowers. Like, without Mark Andrews in there, I'm not a fan of Odell at this point.
Nah. I'm going to have to stop you there. He's been having some consecutive weeks. I'm not going to say he's obviously like Odell from even the Rams, not even Odell from the Giants, but he's a serviceable weapon. He's actually had some.
DraftKings has his over under 25 yards.
That can be a bet or whatever thing, but so far Lamar has, with Andrews going down, with that context, he's been he has stepped up to the plate to be, I'm not going to call it a safety net, but he's made plays. So his Flowers. I do like Flowers.
What are you saying about Odell?
I'm saying he's a good enough weapon for Lamar to not excuse him, for the lack of weapons that you say you got. It's not a debate, though.
This past week, he had 97 yards.
Odell?
Yes.
Okay.
Then he had 34 before that.
Mm-hmm.
116.
Mm-hmm.
40.
Mm-hmm.
50.
Mm-hmm.
0. 49. 30,
okay. 13, 29, 37. All right, but that was before Andrews was out for some of those weeks. So
I mean, that's fine. He was out against the Chargers and had 34 yards. I'm just saying, he's not that good.
No. I don't think he's that good.
I just see people like we see all the time on Twitter, people bring up basketball highlights. They be like, bro, that was from the Obama administration and all this stuff. But they really they bring up Odell highlights from the Giants. Bro, we talked about this, but that was literally 9 years ago, dog.
Bro,
every time he gets a big catch, oh, the old Odell's back. Then they post some highlights from 9 years ago.
No, I don't support that.
Nah,
I don't support that.
Like, is that Troy Polamalu in the sun?
Nah, bro, chill out.
Is that Vic in the Falcons?
Oh, my God.
Is that Vic in the league?
Oh, what are you talking about?
But, all right, the last one to open up combo.
Is that Revis?
On the Jets? First time. That's it. But is Will Levis him? Cause did y'all see Sauce? He retweeted what he said
I did
during the draft. Sauce, he was like good things. You know, Maybe you knew something.
I missed the reach.
It was something like, he was basically saying he was right about Will Levis. He was like, God, everything happens for a reason. Something like, it was something in line
like
with that.
Like why he fell, kind of, or something?
Yeah. Like, he was basically saying, like, he's going to be nice. Like, just watch. So what you think? What y'all think about Will Levis?
I got to see more.
I think he is a, right now he is an average quarterback. I can say he's an average quarterback. And that's not bad, though.
Play a game of Would You Rather?
No.
Okay. I'll do it.
Yeah, only right. Brian.
Will Levis or Baker Mayfield?
Will, he's younger. He's literally a younger Baker Mayfield.
Okay, so I assume you pick Will over Geno, too.
Yeah.
Will Levis or Brock Purdy?
I'll take Brock.
Will Levis or Russell Wilson?
Give me the resurgence of Russell.
Okay. Will Levis or Desmond Ridder?
Come on, now, stop. Will Levis.
Levis or Bryce Young?
Give Levis. Bryce time. Woo! Give Bryce over the first time.
Pick. Give Bryce. Okay. Levis Leak. Or Jordan Love?
Jordan Love.
Respect.
Levis or Minshew, technically?
Levis.
Pick it.
Levis. You're picking off the lead.
Sam Howell.
Sam. Not even being biased. Sam has shown me more. Sam has shown more than Will Levis. Stop it.
No. I was about to say DeVito or Jones.
I knew you was going
to. I got to Steve them in there.
I'll let you answer that one.
I knew he was going. I thought he was going to bring up Jones.
Levis or Browner? Quarterback for the Bengals.
He had 1 week, man, but I don't
know. He was nice as fast,
but he just blew
and
the coast
out. That's the week
out.
I'm thinking.
No, he balled out Monday night.
Yeah, against the Jags?
Yes.
No, that's the week out. Wait.
Yesterday, on Sunday, he just blew out the Colts.
And then on Monday,
Monday
he
night,
blew out
the Jags.
Oh,
he didn't
God,
blow them out,
damn.
But they won.
Yeah, he cooked.
But he threw for like 300.
Levis.
Trevor,
all right, last one. Will Levis or Jared Goff?
Goff.
Okay.
All right, that's all I got for the Will Levis. Would you rather?
You gonna ask me Levis or Dak?
Dak. No,
you said 2 weeks ago Dak over Hurts, so we know what it is. Now, I know you don't got Levis over Hurts. I hope not. Yeah. But speaking of Hurts and Dak. Let's get into that game, man.
I didn't watch a second of that game.
For real?
I did not watch a second.
I'm surprised. I loved it. I mean, it didn't matter either way because they both, you know, rivals of ours. But just to see a team get beat down, I don't care who it was. Team in our division get beat down like that. It's funny because my brother called me, real quick story. He called me day before the game. He was like, yo, this dude, he works at the bar. He's like, yo, this dude at the bar, he was drunk or whatever. But he's like, I bet you $50 that Cowboys win by 14. My brother's like, I got Eagles winning, so I definitely take that. And he was like, on top of that, I bet you $75 they win by 21. I'm like, all right, be careful now. This seemed like a Vegas type bet. Cause he must got some inside information. I said, I can see Dallas winning at most by 10. Cause they at home and they got pumped last time by Philly. They're not gonna go like that again. I mean, as y'all know, they lost by 20, so he covered himself. But yeah, it was a beatdown, and I'm not about to overreact. And we just finished overreaction. But I'm not about to be like, yeah, Hurts got exposed. That this stuff happens, man. Cowboys showed up when it mattered. That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. They, like I said, they got punked early on by Philly. Right? They did play Philly.
They did.
Yeah, but it came down to the last play. It wasn't like a blowout.
Oh, the CD when CD got jumped. Right. Yeah. I'm tripping. Yeah, so Dallas is getting their revenge. I'm not trying to take too much time on this. Yeah. Dallas is getting their revenge. It's not. I'm not about to see him like, oh, Philly this, Philly that. But going into the game, I knew it was going to come down to Philly secondary. Like one, Dallas secondary is really good to limit AJ and Devonta. Like before game, I was saying that, and you know, Slay, I'm not a fan of Slay, and CD just their receivers in general just was cooking. Philly's defensive.
Not cooks though, because I started him. Yeah. Unfortunately,
but no, that's I'm not going to spend too much time. I want y'all opinion. I don't know, Brian. You said
I'll get out there for a second. Yeah, I think the biggest question mark is right now that Philly secondary, because I mean, I'm looking even fantasy wise for, you know, people to start. You know, Yahoo got the green and red. Lo and behold, who do I see green? Brandon Cooks first. Like, that's not good for Philly. Like, because the fact is they have so many names on their defense, and I know it's not just about the name, but the D-line and linebacking core is, like, it's great. Pass rushers, at least you can give them the benefit for the pass rushers.
He's cheap.
But for them to have that good of a defense and to still be the technically worst secondary for that matchup going into that week, it's a problem. I mean, I'm a pretty strong believer in a defense winning championships, and if there's one half of the defense that's not gonna make a play to save their lives, you can still contend, but you just might not be the true contender. And I do want to give Dallas their flowers because they
actually, man, I gotta cut you off.
Okay,
fuck the overreact. Fuck it, man. That's not an overreaction. I just forgot. Eagles have now got blown out back-to-back weeks by the real teams in the NFC, supposedly. So, because last week was the Niners. Yeah, they mollywopped them, and Cowboys just did the same. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is cause for concern. Y'all can't hang with the top teams in their places. Maybe that's what it is, man. On the road, y'all team don't travel. They say defense travels, but if your defense can't stop anybody, then they don't travel with it. I mean, they got back. They're only scored a game was Jalen Carter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, for those who don't know, a defensive tackle. He got a fumble recovery. So maybe this is a cause for concern because these three teams, I'm pretty sure you asked in America that watches football that they would pick one of these three to make it to the Super Bowl out of the NFC.
For sure.
And if Philly's lost now, I know they beat Dallas the first time, like you said, came in the last play, but if they're getting blown out by these teams, maybe it is a cause for concern. That's all I'll leave.
I mean, if you look at their losses, I'm not going to say it's teams with wide receivers because one of their losses is the Jets, and all they have really is Garrett Wilson. But, yeah, I mean, that's why I was speaking about Hurts. I mean, when he's not playing well or when he's turning the ball over or having bad decision-making, I mean.
Or doesn't get third and fourth and one.
Yeah, or when you can't touch push, it doesn't look that great for the Eagles offensively.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they already have secondary issues, I mean, this is a pass-first league, I like to think. So, they can't stop Brandon Ayuk, Kittle, and Debo. Good luck stopping CeeDee, Gallup, Cooks, and Jay Ferg.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll probably see a rematch later down the line. Hopefully coaching or scouting, whoever does the defensive tape footage, whisper something in Jalen Hurts' ear so he can, like, you know, attack. Because it's going to be an issue if they're not putting up offensive points.
Attack. Just yell Swift to push his ass harder.
That only works for inches in 1 yard. He can't get you to first and 10.
Yeah, man. It's funny. And I think this is kind of why also, like, aside from the fact that I don't care about either one of those teams, I was hoping that the game would just end in a tie somehow. But I think for me, the fact of the matter is knowing that they're probably going to, not even probably, I think they're in line to face each other in the second round of the playoffs, assuming both of them win their first round matchups and the 49ers get the top seed. It was kind of, you can kind of
pencil. Games? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. You can kind of pencil that. You could have penciled that in as like a scheduled loss for the Eagles on Sunday. Not to take anything away from Dallas, take everything away from Dallas. But yeah, you could have like, I saw that loss coming from them, like maybe not a blowout. But when you went through the schedule that they just went through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. You got stomped by the 49ers last week, and you got to go on the road to Dallas, who you beat a month ago. So you know they're going to be hyped. You know they're going to be motivated to tie the standings up. Like, that was one of those, like, all right, we'll let you get this now. We'll try to get our lick back in January type of deal. So, you know, either.
Schedule for the rest of the season so easy.
Sweet.
Yeah,
they got y'all twice.
I know, bro.
That's so crazy.
And they be running that ball. So
yeah. So like either way, like they They're probably going to end up still winning the division, probably going to end up second, and still facing Dallas regardless in the second round of the playoffs. But regardless, neither one of them beating San Fran, so
yep,
I'm good. And neither one of them going on the road and beating San Fran.
Super Bowl, man. Rematch of the blackout Super Bowl. Niners, Ravens. That's what it's going to be. Yeah. I know you said Chiefs, but I got Niners, Ravens.
I can still see the Dolphins with the healthy Tyreek.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Y'all are trolling.
Hang it up flat screen.
I just don't. It's Tua. It's not a knock on me.
But he's just a system quarterback, and it's a good system.
He's going all the teams in the AFC, even though it's wide open, the defense is legit.
Yeah.
What you mean, the AFC defenses? That's what you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think the Dolphins have a solid defense too, though.
They do, but.
But Tua's not good enough
to I got a bold. I got.
They scored so many.
I got a little bit of a bold prediction.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of a bold prediction.
Oh, don't.
What was the Dolphins' best game this year?
The 70 point.
Yeah, of course, against the Broncos.
If they play the Broncos in the playoffs, the Broncos going to win.
Stop.
If the Broncos made the playoffs and they played the Dolphins, the Broncos going to win.
Oh, God.
I wish there was a bet you could put it. I'm pretty sure that should be like plus 2,500.
G says he can be cheesing so
hard. Watch the Broncos. Watch if they match up again, the Broncos going to win. I promise you. Because that is not the same Broncos team. And that's not the same Dolphins team.
I agree with that. I agree with both of those statements. But they still score the most points. Like they,
I know.
They're just very effective with Tyreek Hill on the field. MVP candidate. Let me just make sure y'all get that.
That's fine. But before we get to Brian's segment of the show, I'm just going to go over some scores real quick. Like literally real quick. Patriots beat the Steelers. Me and Brian, we need Patriots to keep winning so we can take their draft spot.
Sir.
Right, like we said, Ravens took down the Rams. Jets completely blew out the Texans, but they do get problems with quarterbacks. Rookie quarterback, it's fine.
There was a lot of injuries. I don't want to breeze through that.
Yeah, no Nico, no Tank Dell.
Yeah.
That's fine.
CJ got concussed.
CJ got concussed. Saints blew out the Panthers. They took care of business. I think, Brian, you actually had Panthers winning that game.
Yeah.
Saints were looking bad.
Bucks over Falcons in the game. Brian said the winner of this game wins the division. I completely agree. I think Bucks will win that division. Bengals blew out the Colts. Browns, that defense, boys looking like the Jags defense back in the day with no quarterback.
For real.
Bears blew out the Lions. I love to see that because, like I said about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
Fields is him.
I heard you say that.
Fields is him. Niners took care of Seattle. Vikings 3-0. Broncos took care of the Chargers. Brian mentioned Herbert's done. Bills took care of the Chiefs 20-17 because of that Tony joint. If it wasn't for that, that play was amazing.
It's going to be in a consolation 5 years from now about plays that never counted that were
for sure. Because when you think like sports, especially football, basketball, well, any sports actually, it's all about instinct. And for your instinct, like in that moment, lateral back. And but the slow motion of it is the ball could have been picked off like right in front of bro.
Yeah.
Like it went right through bro's hands or to the side, whatever it was. You have anything to say real quick about Giants Packers, Shane?
Hell no.
Bet. All right.
Yeah, that's what I got to say. Appreciate you, Brian.
Brian. Mm-hmm. Let's get into your segment of the show. Lost
yes, sir.
The week.
Yes, sir. All
and right. Before you start, this is the week that the I think this is history. Chiefs and Patriots got flexed out of Monday night to Sunday at 1. Like they flexed them all the way.
Monday night.
How do you do that for ticket people, though? Yeah. Like, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, well, first of all, that's my lock of the week. Chiefs on the Patriots. Man. Money line, spread. The spread is 9.5. Go ahead, lock that in. Upset of the week.
I got Patriots covered.
Okay, upset of the week. I'm looking at, let's see here. Who playing?
Let me hear.
Upset of the week.
You said Jets over Dolphins?
Who?
Nah.
I could see
Broncos over Lions.
Oh.
That game's on Saturday. Wait, this game's on Saturday night. Oh, shit.
They do that every year after college football season.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Yeah, give me Broncos over Lions. Okay. Upset of the week.
Hold up. So, lock of the week, Chiefs over Patriots. Mm-hmm. The money, the spread, not just the money line.
Yeah, spread that, please.
I can see that
game,
spread.
Upset of the week, Broncos over Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Game of the week is what?
Game of the week, I'm looking at, there's some good options here.
Mm-hmm. Them last three.
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Let me hear him so I can wait.
The options for game of the week, Cowboys Bills,
okay.
Ravens Jaguars,
okay.
Eagles Seahawks.
I think it's the first
one. I'm going to say Cowboys Bills, and I got the Bills winning that. Mm-hmm. But those other two games, give me the Jags. I don't like the Ravens in primetime on the road. They have a weird thing about them in primetime on the road. And give me the Eagles. The Seahawks are done.
And let me just sneak one thing in before you go. Who'd you say about the Jazz game?
He said he likes Ravens. He doesn't like Ravens on the road.
Okay.
Well, I got the Jags winning it.
I don't like the Jags, like, ever anymore.
I mean, that's fair. Like, I'm not mad at that.
I feel like most of their – I feel like they win or have good games when ETN is good. And that's cool, but the running game, it's just not the same. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you need a running game to win, that's an issue mm-hmm. for the offense. Mm-hmm. We're still trying to figure out Trevor Lawrence. Is he elite? Is he good? Is he above average? Or is he...
Shout out to him playing on Sunday.
Yeah, he's good.
Shout out to him.
The question is, is he elite? Because before the season, we all said he was entering that top five after the playoff thing.
But yeah. He's regressed. He can't connect with Ridley, though. That's what's pissing me off.
Which goes back to that question, that whose problem is it? But
yeah. So, but that's it. I don't want to spend too much time, but I just wanted to say, like, the Jags... I don't fuck with them right now. I don't.
No, I get it.
Are the Chargers on the bye, or who do they play? I just wanted to know because Justin Herbert's out.
The Chargers play the Raiders.
There's no more buys.
Who? Yeah, the Raiders?
Yeah, and
that's the
Thursday
worst game
night.
It'll be.
Easily.
Easton Stick, bro?
I don't know.
Easton Stick, bro. That's the Chargers' backup right now.
Who you might pick.
Yeah, you need to.
It's a couple. Chargers, Raiders. Oh no, because I forgot Herbert's out. Because Vikings, Bengals is also a game of backup quarterbacks.
Hey, listen, hold on. I'm gonna add this one.
Easton Stick, bro.
I'm gonna add this one. This is especially for the fantasy chat.
Uh-oh.
Elite. Y'all gonna win this week.
Ooh.
Y'all gonna win this
week. It's team too. Okay.
Y'all gonna win this week. Come on, Panthers getting their second win this week. I need it.
Oh my god.
All right, bet. I'm going to steal some from Brian's segment. I'm going to go. What's it called when somebody give you picks and you do the opposite? Is it fading?
It's not tell. I think it's fading.
So I'm fading your picks. I'm going Patriots. Give me lock for the spread. They're going to lose. Give me lock for the spread. I just feel like Belichick, for some reason, will create problems for Mahomes on the road. They'll still win, though. Give me Seattle over Eagles money line. Just straight up.
Ugh.
Eagles continue this slide on the road.
Geno was hurt.
That's fine, because I think that secondary will still give up a lot to DK and Tyler Lockett.
Fair.
And the last one, this is the most boldest of them all, because this could easily be, like, wrong in the first quarter. Niners lose on the road to the Cardinals.
Oh, fuck no. Niners
are very similar to the Eagles in the fact that their weakness is secondary as well. The problem is their front seven is just better than the Eagles' front seven. Or more consistent. So they get to the quarterback quicker. So
they might play now.
I just don't know though. Like, who is Hollywood? Yeah. That's it. I mean, no. They have.
But I'm just saying, strictly divisional game. That's not like, okay. That's why.
Actually, that's a good pick, because if you jump ahead a week, the 49ers play the Ravens, so they're probably gonna be looking ahead of the Cardinals. So that's a good pick. I ain't mad at that.
Okay.
Let's get into the guest the player, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Got one for y'all, and then we can do the,
fourth game of the season from Bill.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Fourth game.
And they still haven't played a game together because KD's out tonight.
Shout out to Ian's father-in-law giving me Simons for Bill.
Bro, that trade looks crazy. Oh my God. Bro's averaging like 30-something games.
Appreciate you, boss, man.
Hold up, bro. All right,
for guess the player, this is a wide receiver, no longer in the league, came in 2006, left in 2015, played for three teams, we only remember him for one, though. Brian, of course, we'll remember him for all three, probably.
Of course.
Came in the league very slow, he had 2 1,000-yard seasons by his fourth and fifth year, back-to-back, he had 1,300 and 1,000, 11 touchdowns in the 1,300-yard season, that was his only, he made a Pro Bowl, that's his only accolade. We know this guy. Two-time Pro Bowler, but only has one.
T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
Oh, no, that's okay. So both his 1,000.
T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
No.
we just had him like.
Yeah, we literally
2 weeks ago.
2 1,000-yard seasons.
Uh-huh.
Career 37 touchdowns, 5,273 yards. One of those guys that he came. He had a kind of Lynn Sanity run, maybe.
Okay.
But it was he benefited.
So he's Asian.
Chinese things
have
something to do with it?
No, I don't think
NFL, wrong sport. It's not $700 million guy.
Let's not even talk about that.
This guy, he definitely benefited from the team he played on.
So that should wait, you said he benefited the team, or he benefited
from the team he played on.
So he made some fucking money, or like, oh, he must.
You get a boost with certain teams.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
You do know. You know exactly. Like, if you play for the Lakers.
Oh.
Knicks.
Okay. Like, Showtime.
Like, automatically, if you're a 67 in 2K, we still know who you are.
Okay. That's fair.
So, think of a receiver who benefited from the team he played on. Had a very quick prime, let's say that.
Quick prime.
Roddy White.
That is not Roddy White. From Atlanta?
Yeah.
He ain't played for three teams, did he?
I don't know, but I know Roddy. I would definitely pick Roddy over this guy.
You're picking Roddy over him, okay.
Yes, for sure. From what I remember about Roddy, Roddy was about 84, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said, what was it, 06 to 15?
Mm-hmm. Damn. 8 years from one team, last two with two different teams. He did nothing.
Come on, man.
You said the last two were two different teams?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then that's not even who I was thinking of.
Let me think, bro.
Oh,
first 8 years with one team.
Oh my God. Okay.
Ew.
Think of a receiver. Quick prime benefited from the team he played on. That's why we really know who he is.
You mean we as football people or we as in Maryland people?
Football.
Okay, my bad. All
right. I mean, let me see where he went. I don't know if that's what matters. He's from New Jersey. Shout out King, not really.
No.
College Monmouth. I don't think
that's who? What? Who?
I think he delayed it. I think he dated a celebrity.
Well, he dated a celebrity. I need another hint, though. Like, I don't know about that booster shit. Like, I know who's in the NFL. Like, Dallas.
Oh, here it is.
Fucking.
Here we go.
Brian got it.
Who'd you say? What team you just?
I'm telling you, I was about to say who it was. I said Dallas, though.
Miles Austin.
It's Miles Austin.
God damn it.
did he date a celebrity?
Yeah, he dated Kim.
That's what. Okay.
Yeah, he dated Kim.
Who?
He dated Kim Kardashian.
No, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, bro. Yes, he did. I think he was the rebound after Reggie Bush.
Oh, my God.
Who did Chris Humphries date Kim to?
Yeah.
Hold on, maybe I'm bugging.
No, it could have been.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I know it was Chris Humphries.
It was during that 1,000-yard season, too. That's what I'm saying. When you play for them teams, you get that bump.
What year was that?
Is it 1,000-yard season?
Yeah. Nah, yeah, it was Kim Kardashian.
I think 09.
Damn. Or 10.
Madden 10 was hooping in Madden 10.
Alright, main event of the show.
Yes sir, new main event. Those who don't know, yes, the new main event. This is what I'm talking about.
Randomize a team. And we do what guys do, man. We sit around and we just name players.
I feel like we should force Shane to do the one we did last week.
No, I told him. I called him and told him. I said, bro, you got so lucky missing last week, dog. Oh, my God. And he was like, I could name some of them. I said, bro, I went against Brian.
Yeah, no, it was Washington, right?
Yes, it's no L-beater. So far we've done Bears, Chargers, Washington, and who else?
Get the Colts.
And Colt.
We did Colts. We did two last week.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all did two? Okay, yeah, did so that's what week. It is. All
right. Yeah. So... For those, yeah, like I said, we do what guys do. We just sit around name players. We'll give us 5 seconds, man.
Five is cool.
So let's start.
That.
Shane, you looking?
All right,
randomize. Looking at what? Oh, my bad.
See what we got.
Randomize just spin it.
Who starts it?
Oh, I can start it. Shane, the Giants. The Giants.
Oh, man.
You ready?
I guess so.
Tiki Barber.
It's going to come to me?
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy D. Come on now.
DRC.
Who?
Dominique Rogers. Come on.
Oh, Terry Bradshaw.
Entree Roll.
Saquon.
Brandon Jacobs.
Lawrence Taylor.
Ahmad Bradshaw.
That's what I was thinking of, too. Pierre Paul. It's Pierre Paul.
Michael Strahan.
Juan Dale Robinson.
Jabril Peppers.
Justin Tuck.
Y'all said Michael Strahan?
Yes. I just did.
Osi Amir.
Eli.
Antonio Pierce.
I'm sound effects.
Damn, I can't remember.
Morrison, it's your team.
Darren Waller.
Mario Manningham. Yes, sir.
Geno Smith.
David Tyree.
Sonoris Moss.
Plaxico Burress.
God damn. Amani Toomer.
Damn. Who'd you say last, Brian?
Gino.
Oh, did LeVar play for them, bro? Yeah. Arrington? LeVar Arrington. I wanted to say him first, but I don't remember.
Kurt Warner.
Oh, my God. Crazy, man. That's crazy.
Okedrickay. It's a middle linebacker.
I know who you're talking to. Me too. I'm going to give it to you because I know who you're talking to.
Jeremy Shockey.
Oh,
shit. Shit. Victor Cruz.
Damn, ooh. I was just thinking about, bro.
Come on, that opens the door for you right there.
I'm saying.
I know. I think I'm cooked.
You tapping out?
I think we hit a five, bro. I can't think of the crowd.
Odell.
Oh, my God, bro.
What was it? Martellus Bennett.
David Tyree.
He already said that.
Oh, I'm cooked.
I'm glad because I had nobody else.
Damn.
I have nobody.
Somebody already said Jabril Peppers, right?
I did. Yeah. I ain't have nobody else.
Is Isaiah Simmons? Did you say him?
No.
All right, cool. I messed up. Damn. Who else was on that team when you said that opens it up? Because he
Odell.
Said,
when he said Victor Cruz. Victor. Yeah, I was like, the other receiver's right there for me.
No, for real.
Trolling.
That's where we're going to end the show today, man. I appreciate y'all for listening. And we're going to talk after this pod to get an NBA episode in eventually. But as a matter of fact, we did say after the in-season tournament because we didn't understand how that went. That was lit. We now understand. So we'll have an NBA pod soon. But if not, y'all see us next week. And Shane, you got anything for us?
I missed last week, but we back with a banger.
All right. Appreciate y'all. And we out.